This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 48 for Tuesday, September 5th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market took a tumble coming out of the Labor Day weekend, testing the $800 per ton resistance level. Chicago soil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil were all lower to begin the week. However, crude oil made strong gains after Saudi Arabia and Russia announced supply cuts until the end of 2023. The Canadian dollar was down a quarter of a U.S. cent compared to Friday's close. The central bank will announce its latest key interest rate hike decision on Wednesday. The November canola contract was down $13.90 per ton at $797.50. In the U.S., corn and wheat were up while soybeans were down. The Commitment of Traders report, released today from the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission, said that managed money reduced corn's net short position by 18,800 contracts to 87,348 for the week ended August 29th. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported that 454 million bushels of U.S. corn were crushed for ethanol in July, up 11.9 million from June and up 8.3 million from 1 year earlier. Brazil's first corn crop is now 13% planted compared to 9% last year, while 88% of the safrinha corn crop is harvested, down from 98% last year. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier left his U.S. corn yield estimate unchanged at 173 bushels per acre for 15.01 billion bushels in production. The December corn contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.86. The funds added 32,000 contracts to soybeans' net long position at 91,000 for the week ended August 29th, according to the Commitment of Traders report. For soy meal, 20,000 contracts were added for a net long of 73,000, and for soy oil, it was 58,300 contracts net long. The USDA said 184.8 million bushels of soybeans were crushed in July, a record for the month. Also, soy oil stocks were at 2.149 billion pounds. Dr. Cordonnier left his U.S. soybean estimates unchanged at 50 bushels per acre and 4.13 billion bushels. He also estimated that Brazil will plant 112.3 million acres with 162 million tons production, while Argentina will plant 41.2 million acres with 50 million tons production, all increases in acreage. The November soybean contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.65. The net short position for Chicago wheat was extended to 79,900 contracts for a 10-week high. Kansas City hard red wheat had its net short position reduced to 5,600 contracts. For Minneapolis spring wheat, its net short grew by 2,500 contracts to 8,760. Abaris estimated Australia's 2023-24 wheat crop at 25.4 million tons, down 800,000 from the previous estimate and down 36% from last year. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan will meet with United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres this month to discuss reviving the Black Sea Grain Initiative. The December Chicago wheat contract was up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.99. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.25. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.63. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, September 5th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.